Hey everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics, doing business with friends.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
So Stelly, have you ever done business with a friend?
The question is, have I ever done business with somebody who's not a friend? And the answer to that question is,
oh, wow.
It's been a long time. It has been a long time.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yes. Okay. Okay. All right. It's like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, like, okay. Okay. I do business with friends as well. I'm not sure if I haven't. Yeah. I guess I've always done business with friends or family, which is a whole nother thing too. So yeah, friends and family. Let's do business with friends and family. Let's tell people what they need to know.
Well,
what do they need to know, Stelly? What do they need to know?
First, they need to know what's not recorded, which was your reaction when I suggested this topic, which is breaking my heart. It's breaking my heart. I don't record everything we say. Usually it's a little bit of background info for the long-term listeners that might care. Usually we get on these calls, it's really, every episode is raw recorded, first cut. There's no real edits. We record our first thoughts. The conversation is really raw the way it happens. I suggest a few topics and 99% of the time, Heaton just goes, yeah, let's rock and roll. On this one, I said, you know, doing business with friends, lesson learned. And there was a pause. And then Heaton said, yeah, fuck. I was like, shit, I wish I had this one. This reaction was so beautiful. And this single word, this is a word, which is why I love the word fuck so much, had so many meanings at once, right? It was beautiful. Yep, yep. It was a heartbreak. It was all kinds of things. So I think this is going to be a rich and beautiful little episode. Here's the thing. There's a lot of lessons that we've talked about that we might repeat here quickly that are just lessons of life and lessons of how to deal with human relationships that apply in all cases, and especially in the ones with doing business with friends. I'll say one thing and then we'll spitball and go back and forth maybe. One lesson that I've learned recently that has been a new one, right? I think that I can go back to the old lessons that I think are fundamental, basic common sense stuff that took me a long time to learn.
No. Let's talk about the new stuff.
But the new stuff, right? So here's one lesson that I learned recently, which was, I maybe a year ago or so, one of my best friends, a very, very good friend of mine that I've been working with for over a decade now with on multiple businesses in multiple ways. That we got a little bit into a funk, right? And the thing that kind of happened without me realizing it was that I think our personal relationship and our personal friendship got sidelined because we didn't create a singular space for that. And only our professional relationship existed in any interaction we had. Although we always very casual and we make jokes and all that good stuff, I was at the core of it, I'm still his boss. And that created kind of a weird thing where his behavior towards me changed. And I eventually told him this as a joke, but then I realized that there was a big lesson here and we needed both to change, which was I told him, you know what? I'm getting the short end of the stick on both ends in situations where I wish you would deal with me as if I were your friend. You deal with me as if I were your boss. And in situations where I wish you'd deal with me as if I were your boss, you'd deal with me as if I were your friend. And he had to laugh real loud on that. And I was like, we need to figure this out. I want to just be casual friends with you and have you tell me about your life and tell me about, like, just be comfortable around me again. Independently, things are going good or bad in business. And then in business, I want you to, you know, maybe not feel so comfortable or so confident that I'm going to, I don't know, that, you know, we're always going to work together and we always trust each other. And no matter what happens, things are going to be fine in the long term. And then we started really working on this. And so now, we would now, you know, when we do a business trip, we'll have 2 days before that we say is friend time. And he came and visited me and just hung out as friends where we didn't talk about business and we hung out with our families and we went out and we had a good time. And then we're like, all right, and now the business stuff starts, the business part of our little trip. And even since we don't both live in the same place, we will schedule once a month now a friend call where we're not going to talk about fucking work. We're just going to talk about our lives, our families, how things are going, because the work kind of just took over everything. And it didn't allow any oxygen anymore for us just to be casual friends and for him to feel comfortable to be, I don't know, silly and talk about his personal stuff with me anymore. So that was a big lesson or a challenge in friendship and business that I hadn't encountered before. And it took 10 years for us to get into this. But we kind of got into a relationship funk of some sorts and had to figure it out. And it took us like a year or so of not being really happy with how our friendship is going until we really kind of realized what we needed to do.
So you started basically making sure you had time for both modes.
Yes.
And that way you were doing less mixing.
Yes, because both of us are such workaholics and we love talking about work. I think eventually work just took over and it was the only thing we were talking about. And so we didn't have any space anymore to talk about our personal lives and just be friends. And I think doing that for a really long time kind of put us in the situation where I was more comfortable probably because of my situation in life. But he, I think, felt less and less just comfortable being my friend, right? And then just got stuck in this role of being somebody that works with me or for me, right? So I think giving our friendship explicit space, just like a date night when you're married for a real long time, was the thing that we needed.
Yeah. So, okay. I really think that this is really just going to be about one lesson, to be honest, Deli. But let me play this out and see what you think.
All right.
I think when you work with friends, you have to do something that you two did. And it really boils down to that. And it's the most important thing. It doesn't matter if the friend's your co-founder or you're managing them or they're your boss, right? Those are the basic scenarios, right? You have to be willing to talk and communicate and be honestly even more brutally honest than in your other relationships. And the reason for that is friends don't make good business partners or even business relationships. And the reason for that is you have feelings for that person outside of the work you're doing. You actually do. Mm. And yeah, you can work together and then become friends. And I think that's a little bit different. And that's a little bit different because the situation started at work. The relationship started because of the work you were doing, not because of just being friends and wanting to be friends with the person first. So, you know, I really feel like this is the number one mistake. You hear it when people talk about working with friends. This is the reason people say don't work with your friends, because what if you have to fire them?
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I think we constantly come back to this like timeless principle that you have to communicate, you know, and nothing is too small to bring up. And especially when it comes to conflict, the earlier the better, right? Because small conflicts over time become bigger and bigger problems, and eventually they become insurmountable, right? If you have an issue with somebody weekly, something that bugs you about them, and that happens over a decade, at some point you're going to explode, and then it's going to be such a big deal. It's going to be really hard to deal with and solve, versus if you address it the very first or second time it happens, it's probably a very small thing. You're not as emotionally taxed and loaded. And so you're going to be able to talk rationally and openly and transparently in a way that's not hurtful. And so it's going to be much easier for the other person to hear you and maybe adjust or explain at context and for both sides to arrange or understand each other better. I think that, you know, in this situation, this was a thing that at first I didn't realize, he didn't realize. Eventually I did realize and I was unhappy about, but I didn't really know how to fix it. And it took us a while to be able to verbalize what even the problem really is, like what's really going on here. And since we were able to talk about it, we started to just solve it, right? And things have gotten a lot better. But I've had this situation before. I mean, maybe I don't know if I want to bring up, this is a whole other episode, how to fire your friends. I mean, we did a whole episode on how to let go of people.
We did. And
whatever we said there is going to apply 100% to friends as well, and family members. But, I think that since we both have been working, investing, helping, and doing business with friends and with family, I think that we both would never advise anybody or tell anybody you should never work with friends or you should never let people you work with become friends. I don't think that that's a good principle. But I think that if you want to work with friends, if you want to do business with friends, you're just going to have to be even more disciplined, and you can't afford any kind of laziness in the amount of honest, transparent communication and how much you communicate and how much you invest in the relationship and how honest both sides are and realistic and self-aware on what the dynamic is of the relationship and what the pros and cons are. And that it could mean that at some point we're going to stop doing business together, stop working together, and the friendship is still hopefully has a chance to operate in a different space with different contexts and different rules. We could be amazing friends and really not be great co-founders and really not be great co-workers. And that should be totally fine. And I think as long as people are really honest and upfront and work really hard on those relationships, they should be able to be fine. I've worked with many friends now for over a decade. And these many of these relationships are closer today than they ever were before. And I wouldn't want it any other way. But I think it comes back to what you said, the basic lesson of you have to keep talking.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I just go back to that because as you were giving your example, I was thinking through, well, I work with my friend right now. She's my co-founder. I was friends with her first. And as long as we're able to figure out how to make friend time, things are pretty good. If we don't figure that out, then things get really muddy really fast. And that friend time is just like taking away all that responsibility in a way of the work. Right? Making that not a thing.
Yeah.
And being able to just hang out with someone because you enjoy them, right? Not because you're working with them, which are two different, very vastly different things. I mean, you would think that, oh, I enjoy this person, so I'm working with them. Actually, no. You're working with them because you want to work with them. You are friends with them because you want to be friends with them. And there is a big, strong separation there. And if you get muddy, and all you're talking about is work, which is super easy for most of us to do, then you're not actually taking that, you're not getting that friendship. You're just not. And that can turn into this really boring and almost like you lost something in your life feeling. That's kind of how it can feel.
Yeah, that's the whole idea of like you're sacrificing your friendship for the business relationship, but it doesn't have to be that way. Right. If you're careful about it, it doesn't have to be that way. But if you don't pay attention, it's very easy for it to turn that way.
Yeah, and even the other way, right? You're sacrificing the work because you're friends. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's horrible too. That means the work doesn't get done right, or you're not willing to fire somebody, or you're not willing to give feedback, right?
Yep. Love it. All right. This is it from us. This is actually a topic. I mean, we always love to hear from our listeners, and we do hear it frequently from all of you guys, which is awesome. But this is maybe a particular one where we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about your lessons learned. Tell us about your current struggles or your current, things that you're particularly proud of when it comes to working with your friends and family or doing business with them. Just shoot us an email and share your stories with us. It really helps us and really, and we really appreciate it. So just ping us at any time, steli@close.io, hnshaw@gmail.com. And until next time, we'll hear you soon.
See ya.